welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We were looking the last several days at the word of the Lord that is brought to us in the Gospel of Mark, and that was with Jesus in a storm. He spoke three little words, "Peace be still," to his disciples. And he was, of course, speaking to the natural elements, to the wind and the seas, but he was first and foremost speaking to their hearts. He said, "Why are you so afraid? How is it that you're so fearful? Where is your faith?" And the Lord is asking that of us today. I realize, and I'm not belittling or making light of the battles that we can go through. Sometimes there are heartbreaking crises that occur in the lives of God's people. And it's not because of some terrible sin or walking away from God. There is such a thing as the chastisement of the Lord. But we are living in perilous times. We're living in an hour in which the legions of hell are being released, and men are waxing worse and worse. Evil is abounding. Natural affection is a rare thing to find. Children are rebellious against parents. Parents are losing natural affection for their own flesh and blood. Beloved, we are living in difficult times, and we are warned in the Word of God that such times would come, but that we don't need to be afraid. You know, the Word talks about those who will deny the power of God, and that was the thought I left you with yesterday, if you were listening, that Jesus hasn't changed. His love, His compassion, His desire to have all men come to Him. He stands at the door and knocks, and He wants to have fellowship with His creation. But He loves us so much, He's given us free will, and it is a matter of choice. Every living human being will get to choose. Do they choose to acknowledge and follow God, or will they resist? Will they walk in the way of evil, in the lusts of their own flesh? They have a choice. And when every person stands before God, those that are saved, we'll be rejoicing with the Lord, but the great white throne judgment, where those, you know, the sheep and the goats are going to be placed at His left hand and the sheep at His right, and He will give righteous judgment, and people will realize that their judgment is earned, whether good or bad, because God is a righteous judge. And God wants to minister to His people. Just as Jesus had compassion in the days in which He walked, He has compassion now. He cares about what you're going through. And there are groups, if you will, in this earth, as God is bringing things to a close. There's the body of believers whom Christ has called to Himself, the body of Christ from all over the earth, every tribe, kindred, people, nation, and tongue. And then there is a group who will stand in their own pride and arrogance and wax worse and worse. There's only two divisions of people, those who will serve God and those who will reject Him and follow the way of Satan and Lucifer and the demonic hosts of hell. And so there are two spirits, if you will, in the earth today, the spirit of error, of lie and deception, that which is evident and is part of Satan's realm, as well as the spirit of the living God. And Jesus said that He would pour out His spirit upon all flesh. Isaiah Now let's read Acts. Acts, the second chapter, verses 17 and 18 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. They shall speak the will and the word of the Lord." These are the times in which we are now living. Now, let me share some beautiful passages out of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 7. Before that, in that earlier part of the chapter, he's talking about the fast that the Lord has chosen, which was to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. And he goes on to describe where our focus, where our heart should be. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, from your family or relatives, then shall thy light spring forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." That sounds wonderful, does it not? It says, I'm reading now verse 13, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Praise God. And then, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's look over at Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and some beautiful passages of Scripture. I'll be reading verses 10 through 17. "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee." I'm going to pause for a moment. You know, as I began this week, I felt so many were under stress and pressure, and I prayed on Monday that God would deliver us from all fear, from the anxieties that come. Stress is just a moderated form of what modern life, you know, that somehow you're not going to be able to accomplish everything, get everything done in the time span, or that you're not going to be up to the task, whatever it might be. Stress is the bane of modern existence. Everything is being rushed. There's no time for anything. People with all the modern conveniences complain they don't have time, even young people. So this is the word of the Lord to us. Verse 11 says, "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundation with sapphires." In verse 13, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear." Are you listening, beloved? "And from terror, for it shall not come nigh thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake." And verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am thy God. I am with you. I shall not fail you. I shall not forsake you. I hold your right hand, and I will lead you in a right path. I will lead you in the way everlasting. I shall make a way, even in your natural mind and in your apparent natural circumstances, there seems to be no way. For I am the Lord, and is there anything too hard for me, says your God? So fear not. Know that I hold you by your right hand, and I will make the way straight before your feet. You shall not fear, for I am with you. I am your God, and I hold your days, your times in my hand. And I will lead you forth into a large place, for I delight in you, says your God. I shall feed you with the finest of wheat, and I shall cause you to drink freely from the waters of life, the fountain of life I will cause to flow to you, and you shall rejoice and not be afraid, for you shall know that the Lord has heard your prayer, and that I am moving even now to make a way, to bring you out into the joy and into the fullness of that which I have reserved for you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. Thank you, Lord, for hope and faith arising in the heart of your beloved. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Praise God. Well, thank you, beloved, for joining me. And in the closing minutes, as I always do, I invite you to partake of the power of agreeing prayer. There's nothing like the power of prayer. Sometimes we certainly can pray, but there's power in agreement. God knows He's heard your prayers, but as we agree together, God will give something to encourage your health. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.